somehow surviving amidst all the porn on the internet. This is FrankBlack.net podcast number 4.
Coming at you from the Garden State of New Jersey and the shadow of Sasquatch, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, I am Brian and I'm joined here by Mr. Dean Kassiris.
Kassiris, yet. Yeah. I love how Americans say Saskatchewan like it's, you know, we're hosting some big auto rally or something.
Okay, let's start again. Go ahead.
There's no going back for you. You're stuck.
We are happy to be bringing you our 4th podcast, and today's podcast is an especially different, unique, special, awesome, how much more can I hype this up podcast. Dean, why don't you tell them why it's so special?
Well, first of all, Brian hasn't hyped it enough. I'm disappointed in him. It is our best podcast ever, and we have a very exclusive track for you. There are maybe 9 people in the world that have heard this up until now. You've heard that the Pixies may or may not be recording a new album. You've heard of late probably the rumors that they're not sure what the future is. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But we have, somewhere in the middle of this podcast,
the exclusive Pixies preview of their new album.
We are literally the only people outside of the inner circle to have this track, and we, being the benevolent, wonderful men we are sharing it with you, our devoted podcast listeners. But we're not going to do that just yet. First, we're going to go back in time, and, you know, if I had some fancy sound effects for traveling through time, I'd play them, but I don't. Back in time to 1987. Where we're going to hear a Pixies radio broadcast from WERS Studios at Emerson College in Boston, Massachusetts, on January the 18th, 1987. And Dean, why don't you talk a little bit more about the radio show?
Well, I believe that it's the first ever radio show that the Pixies did. It was when they were just starting out. I don't think they even had anything released yet at this point.
It's about 2 months before the release of Come On Pilgrim.
So there we are. Quite early in their career. They sound a bit different, but still the same old Pixies. And podcasting is kind of the new radio, and I thought it was sort of an homage to go back. And as we're playing new Pixies here for the first time, to go back and hear the Pixies for the first time the way that people did almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
That's it. That's all you're gonna do, is say wow. Alright, so I guess I'll just keep talking here then. What we're gonna play for you, we're gonna play a couple, not the whole thing obviously. There were 16 tracks recorded, plus they did an interview. So we're gonna play the holiday song, Isla de Encanta, Broken Face, in honor of my quiet friend over there. And then we will actually play one other song from there that we're not going to announce quite yet. It's something you may have heard on Frank Black Francis. It's something you may have heard a really low quality version of, if you've heard it at all, and you probably haven't. Very rare Pixies track, and it's actually quite a good version, probably the best version out there for the full band doing it. And yes, and now you're maybe wondering, well, okay, they have all this Pixie stuff going on. What's the story here besides the live album? And you're probably not wondering that at all, but I'm going to tell you anyway. First of all, in addition to this new album, there are 2 new books that we're going to talk about a little bit later. And just because of all this stuff going on, we've decided this is going to be a Pixies-only podcast. I hope you don't mind. There's a lot of good stuff in them, obviously. I can't see why you would mind, but I just feel, as a Canadian, I have to ask permission for everything. So here is the holiday song from 1987.
Enjoy.
It always turns out this way. Here I am. Donde no hay sufrimiento. Pasa por la calle. Me voy. Nuestro propio animal. Canta la gente por gratis. What are you doing? Broken face, uh-huh. I got a broken face. I got a broken face. There was this father who had two children with his sisters. What were his daughters? What were his favorite lovers? I got the lips, I got the tongue. Well, there were rises on this bed.
That was Boom Chicka Boom, which I hope you guys were hearing for, if not the first time, if you were hearing it for the first time in a little while, and so it was a nice little surprise that we could throw in there for you, because we like to surprise you, we like to spoil you with these wonderful songs. Now, this month and next month, there are a couple of Pixies books coming out. And when I say this month, I mean March, because we're actually recording this in the tail end of March. Dean, why don't you tell us about the first one being released in March?
Well, Josh Frank, who some of you may remember, was working on that Teenager of the Year musical a little while ago. In research for it, he went and he met with Frank Black and a lot of people close to him at the early stages of Frank's career, I guess, and did all these interviews and got all this research done, got the background on the Pixies. It was supposed to be, I think, a story of the Pixies and then Frank Black moving to solo. So he's obviously, I mean, if you're going to spend the time doing this big musical and you're doing all this research, he was obviously a big fan. This is well before the Pixies reunion and well before all the buzz started kicking in and we're seeing tickers on CNN.com and things like that. So anyway, he had all this stuff, and I don't think the musical ever went through. I'm not entirely sure on that, so don't quote me. But he had all this material sitting around, all these interviews, and he ended up thinking, I've got this goldmine of stuff, and what am I going to do? And so what he did is he actually put it all together into Fool the World. It's kind of like being backstage at the last ever Pixies show, and everyone is there, and they all want to tell how this came to be. You know, all these cool people, Gil Norton talking about them. You hear Gary Smith, the first person to record the Pixies, talking about that experience. You hear from Frank Black and Kim Deal and Dave Lovering and Joey, everyone involved in the Pixies and early Frank Black in some way. And it's a great book. I've just actually received a copy of it, and I'm about halfway through already. I'm really enjoying it. Like I say, it's like being a fly on the wall for some of these, to me, historic events. And as if that weren't enough, there's another book coming out called Doolittle, and it's quite different, but I'll let Brian talk about it here.
The Doolittle book is a much more focused work. It is pretty much just purely focused on the album Doolittle, which was released in 1989 and was really the Pixies' commercial breakthrough, if you could call it that. It was their first album for Elektra Records, and it was written by Ben Cesario, who sometimes writes for the New York Times, which is my personal newspaper of choice. And I find that the book is really just a treasure trove of information. It seems like a lot of it was uncovered on a long car ride / vacation trip with Mr. Frank Black in Oregon, where he now calls home. And the book is just very thorough, and it takes you through all the turns of the album, and from the writing stage to the recording stage, through the early demos when the album was called Whore, through the mixing and the touring, and it's really an absolutely phenomenal book in the equally phenomenal 33 and a Third series that's been coming out over the last few years by Continuum International Publishing Group.
That book really is a goldmine. Like, I consider myself fairly knowledgeable on all this stuff, but there's so much in there that I actually didn't know.
No, I agree. You know, every page I read, I found something interesting and new. And we hope to have both those authors on future podcasts talking about their experience writing the book and hopefully to share with us some other information. So stay tuned for that. But now we have for you something that, I mean, I never thought we'd have the opportunity to do this. Did you, Dean?
And no, Brian, I never in my wildest dreams thought, I remember before the reunion, I never thought we'd hear a new Pixies song, much less see them live, and that happened. And then I was like, well, okay, they're live, but will they record a new album? And I was kind of on the fence, not decided. I'd heard rumors that they were, and then, you know, of course, there'd been a lot of rumors lately that they're not. And then for us to just out of the blue be offered the chance to play the first ever world premiere of the new Pixies album, I don't even know what to say, Brian.
You know, Dean and I have been talking a lot about this, about how we were both introduced to Frank Black after the Pixies had dissolved the first time, and how, you know, there's always sort of this myth of the Pixies, the shadow of the Pixies hanging over Frank Black's work of, you know, will they ever reunite? And now that they have, you know, it's just a whole different experience. And now we are thoroughly pleased to bring you the next phase in the Pixies' Frank Black saga. This is from their currently untitled album, and it is called Damn It, I Closed That Window.
And again, we'd like to thank 10%er for helping make this possible. So please, enjoy Damn It, I Closed That Window.
Violet, violet, violet's the color for me. Halfway between blood and the sky, everything I want to see. Violet, violet, violet's the chakra for me. Key of B at the top of her head, seeking divinity. On my way to another place, I stop long enough to breathe. Violet, violet, violet's the flower for me. Ancient Greek symbol of love, flower of fertility, flower of fertility, flower of fertility.
Okay, so that wasn't quite a new Pixies song, and we're not doing a complete Pixies podcast. And Brian is not a nice guy. It was his idea, and I'm just happy to be here now to clarify that all up. I won't allow him back on the podcast.
Too bad. Happy April Fool's Day, everyone. We thought that being April 1st, we had to do something to trick you guys. So, unfortunately, we don't have any exclusive information about a new Pixies album.
Nothing.
Nor do we have any clue what a new song would be called. But I think we can safely say it would not be called Damn It, I Closed That Window.
As great a title as that is. If Frank, if you're out there and listening and you want to use that as a title, please don't. but no, that was actually from Honeycomb, which is Frank Black's latest, and that is a song called Violet, and that was a song he wrote for his wife.
And the mother of his children.
And the mother of his children. New one on the way, by the way. And so if you're out there, or even if you're not, congratulations.
Yeah, so we hope you guys aren't too mad at us for that, but it was too good of an opportunity to pass up.
Exactly. Well, yes. It only comes once a year.
Yeah.
And the timing worked out well because all the media outlets right now are kind of skeptical. And I'm not sure, to be honest. I don't know what's going to happen with it. But whatever happens, I'm sure it'll be for the best. If they don't make it, I'm sure it was for their own reasons. And I'd certainly, as much as I would really love to have a new Pixies album, I'd rather, you know, if they decide that it's not the right thing to do for some reason, I certainly would support that as well. So
would I.
They can do it all.
You know, we hope that you guys aren't too angry with us. And like we said, we'll only do this once a year. So
yes,
we hope you've enjoyed our little joke. And, you know, even though it was a joke, we didn't hear a bad song in the bunch. You know, we got to hear a lot of great old stuff. It was all in good fun. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed the little gag we put on you. But now we are going to move forward. Last time we were podcasting, we talked about how we were going to be giving away a few copies of Oddballs, the Frank Black B-Sides collection, now the first of three B-sides collections, four if you count the Pixies, which is now currently out of print, and we have decided on three different people who we feel really deserve a copy of the album, and every podcast we will be highlighting what they have sent us to convince us that they deserve the album. So Dean, why don't you introduce this next contest submission?
Well, Brian, this one comes to us from all the way over in that crazy country called France, and I actually have a bit of it's a song he wrote in French, saying how much he would like a copy of Oddballs, basically. And that's all we were looking for, is just something to show that you're willing to put in the effort, because we want to make sure these Oddballs CDs really went to people that actually want them, and not just someone that's, you know, going to collect it and turn around and put it on eBay or something like that, because they are, you know, getting quite rare. And I'm going to give you a little bit of the translation before I play it for you here. And here it is. I always wanted to get Oddballs, the Frank Black B-Sides album. I went to a store, I asked the guy, but he told me no. I bet you will never get it, is what he said. But now with a Frank Black internet radio thing, you can tell... We're called a podcast, by the way. maybe there's no French word for that. I'm just kidding.
Podcast.
I'm just kidding. Grotesque. This is fine. The four-member name is Grotesque, since I've kind of blurted it out there. But anyway, continuing on with this. But now with the Frank Black internet radio thing, you can tell them anything you want, and maybe they send it to you. Did I win? And yes, you did. You did, Grotesque. You won a fantastic... brand new shrink-wrapped copy of Oddballs to call your own. I will send it out to France post-haste. I hope you'd like it as much as all of us love it. I'm sure you will. We also had a couple other winners, as Brian mentioned, but we'll be kind of doling them out throughout the subsequent podcast. Quite a good reaction. Really happy that you guys took part in this, and thank you very much. But before I keep babbling here, as is my wont, I shall play you the winning track.
J'ai toujours voulu avoir Oddballs, l'album des faces B de Frank Black. J'étais dans toutes les boutiques et ils m'ont répondu non, 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 tu l'auras jamais. Mais maintenant, avec l'espèce de radio internet Frank Black, vous pouvez raconter n'importe quoi et peut-être qu'ils vous l'envoient.
Thank you once again to Grotesque for sending in that song. I don't speak a word of French, and I still enjoyed the song immensely. And now we're going to hear another track from the Oddballs album, which also has a backstory a little bit. Dean, would you care to go into this at all?
The backstory of this one is basically, I've been going back and forth with Apple support for a month. We're trying to get our podcast listed on iTunes. And just out of the blue one day, I get an email from someone who actually happened to work at Apple. I recognized the email address. And so I kind of mentioned it to him in passing. And again, a whole month of back and forth. And I sent one email to this guy. And he talked to them. And they were very good about putting us up in the priority queue. And all of a sudden, I'm proud to say we're announced. That's my announcement. I'm proud to announce that we are... on the iTunes Music Store for free, as of course to download, but listed there. So that's my announcement. Now let's hear from Oddballs, a much more exciting announcement by Frank Black.
Thank you. I was sitting at a table down at the Steak and Saber. With Cain and Abel, the circumstance was a different kind of world. We were laughing and drinking. The universe was shrinking. I was thinking, man, that's a different kind of world. Down at the Steak and Saber, like 12 beyond us, don't you understand? That's a different kind of world. World. 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 I was swimming in Bali, but now I got swallowed by something hollow. We were going down to a different kind of world, with a talk like Plato and sweet potatoes growing all around in a different kind of world. Right down in the shadows, and the wind it blows, don't you know that's a different kind of world. World. Different kind of world. World. Different kind of world.
Steak and Saber off of the Frank Black and the Catholics album, which is one of my personal favorite albums of Frank's. I also had the pleasure of hearing that song live a few times, which is always a treat. And we are very proud to bring you songs from all throughout Frank Black's career, which is why we started the show with some Pixies, and now we're moving forward, and, you know, we're trying to be equal opportunity here.
Well, we're trying and failing.
We're trying.
But trying. Why don't you tell them a little bit about what Steak and Saber is about, Brian?
I believe it's about a restaurant that Mr. Frank Black has said one day he would like to open.
All right, this is a song about another restaurant. It's called Steak and Saber.
Is that correct, Ian?
Yeah, that's. I think that's the backstory there. It's just, I don't know what the whole theme of the restaurant was going to be exactly. I remember something about spaghetti. Actually, him talking about it in a live show, he was talking about big plates of spaghetti. And in any case, it sounds like an interesting place. I certainly would go to a Frank Black restaurant and check it out. He's known as quite the connoisseur, certainly, so I'm sure the food would be excellent. His dad actually, I think it was more of a pub, but they have, and his brother owns a bar as well, doesn't he?
I believe so, yes, out on Cape Cod, I believe.
Yeah, so there's some experience in the hospitality industry anyway, so I'm sure the Steak and Saber would probably do pretty well.
And this is coming from someone who also works in the hospitality industry, so you should know what you're talking about.
I should, I don't, but I should. Oh. And let's leave it at that.
Sure. Coming up now, we have a little blast from the past. the past of frankblack.net, that is. This is something that my my partner here, Dean, put together way back in, was it 2003, Dean?
2000, yeah, I guess it would have been. That's a little scary.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it was our second tribute album, actually. We had done before that a Frank Black solo tribute album, kind of focusing on that side of his career. And when we finished that, it was quite popular, and everyone was excited to do one again. And I said, well, what the heck, you know, let's do one again. We got our guy mastering them, Tim Franklin.
Yeah, who does work with my record label also. Tim's a good friend.
And a good guy, actually, and he was very nice to help out. He spent a lot of time working on getting these all sounding perfect and fitting. It's hard when you have all this music from all these different sources to get them to sound cohesive, and I think he did an excellent job. But anyway, we recorded these two albums, as I was saying, and for the second one, for Hey A Pixies Tribute, we recorded a commercial for it, and next time we're going to play you a track from there. And so to get you kind of excited for that, we're going to play a little commercial right before we go into a song from the first tribute, You Ain't Me. And the song is one of Tim Franklin's, which is one of the reasons we brought him up, aside from the excellent work he obviously did. And it's excellent. I think you'll really love it. So we're going to play you the tribute commercial, and then we're going to play you Cloutie's version of Big Red. But first, see if you can pick out which Pixies tunes are being used in this commercial.
Coming this Christmas to frankblack.net. Hey, a Pixies tribute. We'll be right back.
Boston's own Tim Franklin, a.k.a. Clutie with Big Red. Coming up now, we have something that is not a prank. Recently, it's been revealed through Frank Black himself posting on our message board that Frank Black and Mr. Eric Drew Feldman are at work on a new record, which is very exciting for us as fans because Eric is one of our favorite collaborators over at frankblack.net, and he's really just a fantastic musician, and I couldn't be happier that he's back in the fold recording with Frank Black. We have now for you some tracks recorded in 2003 at Slim's in San Francisco, which is just Eric and Frank playing together. We're going to hear Calistan and The Swimmer, and then we'll be back to blabber some more. So enjoy.
Eric Feldman enjoys camping. Enjoys pets, right? Walks on the beach. It took 3 days to drive down one street. The radio on, tuned to the big fleets. Invisible planes are cracking the concrete. That's just what some people say. Hey, hey. I put down my blanket on cigarette butt beach. Saw the old man, he was doing is now stand on old bottles and cans. Round there they have calloused down way. It used to be 16 lanes. It used to be one lane. Yeah, it used to be Massacan. It used to be Navajo. From the weather when I got wheezy, I play some pachinko, I play pachisi. I say that it's still making it breezy in the valley of tar that once was a lake. Hey, hey. And my best friend, he's the king of karaoke. He struck up a chord and it took it away. A fire swirling all around us when we recorded that song.
There was. There was a big fire.
You guys don't mind if the show was like this for like 2 hours, right? It's
just, is that okay?
The band is downstairs in the middle of a card game, and so we're kind of covering for them while they finish up their gambling.
Of his chariot, you swam toward the latitudes leaving for happier times, a Florida far behind. Trying your best you were, ignoring the rescuers. You've gone so very long, you were so very strong. The sea was so tragic, but that was the magic. All the edible prize of the sea, prize of the sea. In the wake of his chariot, you swam toward the latitudes, leaving for happier times, that Florida far behind. In division pelagic, well, you were courageous.
Eric Feldman, good friend of mine. Just want you to say hello to him if you didn't know him already.
Yeah, that Slim sounds like a great concert. I wish I had been there. It's the first few tracks were, well, I think the first couple were Frank Black solo, and then Eric joined him on stage, and then the Catholics eventually came on as well. So it was a full-out Catholic show. Sounded terrific anyway, and very excited for this new Eric moment that's coming up.
As am I.
As I think is most of the FrankBlack.net world. I think we're all quite excited for it. There was actually another San Francisco show recently that Frank and Eric both played in. This one was solo, no Catholics. But they played a few new songs, and we didn't know what these songs were from. And it turned out to be from this upcoming album. And they sound great. We can't play any of them for you right now, unfortunately. We don't have a recording that is quite up to standard, but hopefully we'll get to be able to play one of those for you in the future. In the meantime, we didn't want to leave you with just a prank and nothing exclusive, so we do have something that I know a lot of FrankBlack.net people have been waiting for, have been looking for, that was promised to us, and it never did show up in stores, and Brian, why don't you tell them a little bit about it?
Well, I personally rented this film from Netflix just to hear this version, which is played in the background of one of the scenes. But this song comes from a film called The United States of Leland, and it features a previously unreleased version of Manitoba, which would go on to be the closing track of Show Me Your Tears, the, at this point, final Frank Black and the Catholics record. But this is a totally different version, recorded before Show Me Your Tears was recorded, and it is much more keyboard-based, much more sparse. It's really an interesting version of the song, and we're really pleased to bring it to you. Do you have anything else to say about it, Dean?
No, I love it. It's some of you may have heard something similar to it. It was initially when they were playing it live, I remember it was much more a piano-driven song than it sort of became for the album. But yeah, I enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for tuning in to our fourth podcast. I hope you've forgiven us for our little prank there. And we hope to see you again April 15th for podcast number 5, the big number 5.
Number 5 with a bullet. Enjoy, guys.
Hop in Manitoba. The sky was very blue, the people were a few, and the nights were getting colder. And when I heard the sound, saw the sky turn red, I got up from my bed and I wandered far from town. I have seen the face of God, and I was not afraid. I have seen the face of God, and I have dearly paid. Darkness came, I couldn't see. I had no light to follow. I slept inside the hollow of a dead and fallen tree. I tell you how 3 days I tried to wake me up, oh, but no. My flesh had turned to snow, and I thought I had died. Oh, I have seen the face of God, and I was not afraid. I have seen the face of God, and I have dearly paid. And though I had it rough, they got me home in time. They gave me homemade wine, but it was not enough. The cold had made me dumb, and I was sent away. These walls are here today, for 50 years and some. For I had seen the face of God, and I was not afraid. I had seen the face of God, and I have dearly paid. For I have seen the face of God, and I